Today's Shi'ez Masechta, Erevin Daf Lamed Beis. We will begin on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis at the bottom line. In our previous shiur, we began a discussion about Chazak HaShlich HaEsher Shluchusai. When we see when we point the shliach to do something, can we assume that the shlichus was done or not? So the Gemara explores that halacha and says the Gemara Amar Rav Nachman Bishal Taira. When we're dealing with the Raisa, we can't say Chazaka Shlicha Shluchusai. We cannot be certain that the Shlich did what we asked him to do. However, with Bishal Seifrim, when we're dealing with issues of the Rabbanon, there we can rely on Chazaka Shlicha Shluchusai. We could be certain that he did the Shlichus. And the Shita Mekubetzes explains what's the basis of Rav Nachman's opinion. Usually, throughout Shas, we very often, he says, rely on a chazakah. But a chazakah is sort of like a roiv. Just like we know that we can rely on a roiv, we can rely on a chazakah. However, when we are relying on a shliach, we can't be certain that the shliach did what we asked them to do. And therefore, when we're dealing with an issue that's a deraisa, we have a rule, Suffolk derais lechumra. When we're dealing with a rabbanon, we have a rule suffolk derabbanon lekula, and therefore by derais, says Rav Nachman, we cannot rely on the shliach, and by derabbanon we can rely on the shliach. Rav Sheshes on the other hand holds echadzeh, whether it's a derais or whether it's a derabbanon, we can rely chazaka shlichus shluchusai. But Tosfos Devarei Maskil Rav quoting the Ri. Says that even though Rav Sheshes takes this more lenient opinion regarding accepting Shlich Oseh Shluchusai, we only rely on that in a situation where if the Shliach will not have done what we asked them to do, there could be serious repercussions. It will turn out that we'll have maybe an Eshes Ish who is still considered married, if the get was given regarding kedushin, is the person considered married? In those situations, says Rav Sheshes, even by the raisa, we say shlich osa shechusai. But when it's a din that doesn't have the same level of seriousness, and we can't, and it's there, we don't necessarily say shlich osa shechusai. Where does this, for example, come up? There's a question if you ask somebody to deliver Shalach Manas on your behalf. So on one hand, we're certainly dealing with the Rabbanon. The whole Chi of Shalach Manas is a Rabbanon. However, when on the other hand, since it's only a mitzvah and the Shliach recognizes that the repercussions of him not having done what he was supposed to do, not that we're actually, Chas v'Shalom, suggesting that he shouldn't do what he was supposed to do, but the repercussions of not doing what he was asked to do are not as significant, there we could be a little more lenient and say, and there we can't necessarily say, shlich osai, shlich usai. And therefore, in our sugya, where we began with the whole subject of shlichus regarding relying on a shliach to make a erev tchumim, as we learned in our previous year, that typically an Erev Tchumim should only be made for Dvar Mitzvah. So therefore, we can rely on the Shlich Oseh Shluchusai. Otherwise, it would not be so simple that we can rely on Shlich Oseh Shluchusai. Tosfos also makes a very important point that when we say that Rav Nachman makes a difference between Shlich Oseh Shluchusai, the Chazakah, by the Raisa or the Rabbanon, says Tosfos that the definition of a Raisa is not only something that is a Chi of the Raisa, but even in a situation which is a Rabbanon, which Yesh Lo Ikar Min HaTorah, we're going to have examples actually in our Shir Mitzvashem, where we have the Rabbanons, but the basis of that is a deraisa. Taisva says that is considered also, that is also, as far as the halachas that we're discussing in today's shir, considered a situation of a deraisa. And if we paskin, not if, we certainly paskin, like Rav Nachman, that we only rely on shlich oisish shlichusoi by a derabbanon, not by deraisa. But deraisa is much more all-encompassing. It also includes this type of a situation. A derabbanon that's based on a deraisa is also considered a deraisa, and we can't rely on shlich oisish shlichusoi. Says the Gemara, Amar Vesheshus, Menah Minala. From where do we see that we could be so lenient in the concept of Shlichas or Shlichusai? Says the Gemara, the Tanan. The Mishnah teaches us in Masechta Menachos, Daf Samaches Amar Aleph. The Torah, we know that Chodosh, any Tvua, any grain that took root after Pesach may not be eaten till the next year Pesach on the second day of Yontif when they brought the Karban Omer. The Karban Omer was a carbon brought from barley and a keves echad with an oil. The time to bring that carbon, second day Pesach, 16 days in Nisan. And the Torah says, V'lachav v'koli v'karmel lo soichlu ad etzem hayom hazeh, ad haviyachem as carbon alakechem. Teaches us the Gemara, the Masechta Menachos, that there's two times, if we learn the Pasuk well, we'll see that the Pasuk really speaks about two different times when we're allowed to eat the Chadosh. On one end it says, at Etzem HaYom HaZeh, until the 16th day of Nisan, the second day of Pesach. And the other it says, Ad HaViyachem, as carbon alakechem. We may not eat the chadosh, we may not eat the new tefuah until we bring the carbon. So the Gemara tries to reconcile these two different times by when you may eat the chadosh. So Rav and Shmuel both explain, the Bezman, the Beis Hamikdash was standing, when you brought the carbon to Omer, that's when you could eat the new tefuah. When the Beis HaMikdash is no longer standing and there's no more carbon, so then as soon as the 16th day of Nisan comes, you could eat from the Tefuah. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish say even Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim, as soon as the 16th day of Nisan comes, you could eat from the Chadosh. And what the Torah says, Ad HaViyachem, that you have to bring a carbon, is only L'mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to bring a carbon. Rav Nachman Bayat Yitzchak continues to explain over there that according to Rav Yochanan Zakkai and Rav Yehuda, when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, the carbon omer is matter, and when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, it means you have to wait for the end of the day. So in other words, we have three opinions. One opinion is that it's always as soon as the day begins that you could already eat from the Chadosh. The second opinion differentiates Rav and Shmuel between when the Beis HaMikdash is standing and when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing. When the Beis HaMikdash is standing, after the carbon is brought, you could eat from it. When the Beis HaMikdash is not standing at the beginning of the day. And the other opinion holds that when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, as soon as the carbon is brought, you could eat from it. When the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, you have to, when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, you have to wait for the day to end. So the Mishnah there in Masechta Menachos Daf Samach Amar Aleph teaches us, Mishikarav Omer, as soon as this carbon was brought, Hutter HaChadosh Miyad, right away you could eat the new, the Chadosh. Verachaykim, so somebody who's standing there in Etz Yisrael, standing Beis HaMikdash, knows, he sees that the carbon Omer was brought, and he knows that he could eat the Chadosh. V'rachaykim, but people who weren't near Yerushalayim, and they didn't live in a world of telephones, they didn't live in a world where they could communicate and tell people that the Chadosh was brought. So what do you do? What do the people who are not near Yerushalayim do? B'tar mechatzois hayom ve'elech. After chatzois, we could be sure that the Kohanim brought the carbon. And since we could be sure that the carbon, Kahana brought the carbon, we could eat relying on that. What does that mean, says Rav Sheshis? Doesn't that mean we could be sure that the Kahanim did what they were supposed to do? They were supposed to bring the carbon, and they did so. Now, points out Rav Sheshis, the chadosh, the raisahu, the iser of eating chadosh is an iser deraisa, as we read. V'ktani, and yet the Mishnah teaches us there, the people who live further away could eat from chatzos. Lav mishum. Obviously, why could they eat? Because we rely on shlich osir shluchusai. And as Tosus, the very Maskal Rechaikim, explains the Gemara, this has nothing to do with shlich osir shluchusai. The Kahanim have an independent obligation to bring the carbon Eimer. It's not because they're our shlichim. They're doing it because that's their obligation. So how are we applying over here the concept of shlich osir shluchusai? So Tosus explains, if all the Kahanim were doing was just to fulfill their obligation of shliach osir shluchusai, so then they could bring the carbon omer any time during the day. They don't necessarily have to bring it before chatzos. Why were they careful to bring it before chatzos? Because they knew that the people outside at Yerushalayim, around Eretz Yisrael, were depending on them because they can't eat the chadosh till then. What does that mean? That means shlich osai, shlichusai. Tosfos Masechta Menachos says that even if we're paskin, that like the mandama that says even bezman shebeis hamikdash yikayim, as soon as 16th day in Nisan comes, you could eat from the Omer. So that's why we can maybe be lenient. Because the Mishnah there is paskening that you could eat anyway, even without the carbon. So the Achroinim explain that everybody agrees that it's a mitzvah and a mufchar to wait until the carbon is actually brought. So since everybody, of course, wants to do it the proper way, and the proper way of doing it is when the carbon is brought. So we see that, and why can we eat? Because we could assume the carbon is brought, because shlich osir shluchusai. So isn't this a very compelling proof? Rav Nachman says, Rav Nachman, from there it's not a raya. Hosam kriktani tama. There the Mishnah itself explains. L'fishiyoidin, everybody knew, shein bezdim is atzlamba. The bezdin of the Kahanim, who were in charge of making sure to bring the carbon oimer, were not lazy, and they were careful to bring the carbon in the proper time, and that's why we could be comfortable in knowing that the carbon was brought in a proper time and there's nothing wrong. Vikadamri, others have the version of this Gemara as follows. How do I know that by the Raisa? We don't say Shlich Osir Shechosoi, the Tani Tama, because the Mishnah Masechta Menachos teaches us that why could we eat, even though we don't know for sure that the carbon was brought, can we already eat far away from the Beis HaMikdash, Chadosh, on the second day of Pesach? We know that the Bezdin is not lazy, and we can be comfortable to know that they brought the carbon. So what do we see from here? Bezdin Hudaloy Masatzlamba. Especially there, we're talking about a Bezdin. By Bezdin, we could rely. It seems to teach us, ha, shliach, anyone else, mesatzlba, we would need to be concerned, would not necessarily do what they have to do. Rishashis amalach. So how, says Rav Nachman to Rishashis, do you want to bring a raya from that Gemara, that shliach osir shluchusai? It's not a raya because it's a very unique situation. Of course, it's a bezdin, it's not just a shliach. Rishashis amalach, how does Rishashis respond? Bezdin ad palgad yoyma. You're right. What the Mishnah is coming, really, the halacha is, says Rav Sheshis, shlich osir shluchusai. But even if we're going to rely on shlich osir shluchusai, that would only give us the comfort level that we would know that by the end of 16 day in Nisan, they brought the carbon. But the Mishnah, as we quoted, says that you could already eat from chatzos. The fact that the Mishnah says you could already eat from chatzos, that must be something extra. That's where we apply fishein bezdim esatzlin. So in other words, the way Rav Sheshis is explaining the Gemara It's really a combination. Shlichai Shluchusai is only till the end of the day when we can rely on Shlichai Shluchusai. Bezdin Amos Atzlin moves it up that already by Chatzois we could be certain that it was brought. And why does Rav Sheshis learn this way? So I saw the Avnei Tzedek from the Yitav Leiv and the Shaul Tshuvas Evan Ezra Simon Lamed Aleph explains. He says, first, the Mishnah says, then the Mishnah, if we look in the Mishnah there, Masechet Menachos says, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted, b'shachar beis hamikdash tikkun, he made up that the whole day you shouldn't eat. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, min ha'Torah there's no iser. So then the Mishnah brings down Bezdin Misatzlan. If the basis for being able to eat by Chatzos was only based on the concept of Ein Bezdin Misatzlan, he should have said it right away. It must be that Ein Bezdin Misatzlan is only being applied for second rule. I asked the Rishonim, we have a klal which is very, very often mentioned in Shas. Kahanim's Rizenheim. The Kahanim are very zealous in doing what they're supposed to do. So maybe the reason why we could be lenient over there is because Kahanim's Rizenheim. But how can we say that would have to do anything with any other shlich? So they answer the same terrors that we said before. Because when is there a point of doing Zrizis? When there's to do a mitzvah as early as possible. But here, it's the whole day is kosher. If the whole day is kosher, there's no reason for them to bring it earlier, only because Ein Bezdin Misatzlan. So the question that I saw the Sefer Birkas Avram asks, he says, this is a Dovish Yesh Lematirin. Because ultimately, by the time this day is over, we're going to be allowed to eat the Chadash. Because by the end of the day, as we're saying, there's no question that they will have certainly have brought the carbon. Because Kahanim's Rizenheim, they're going to bring the carbon that they're obligated to bring. And the rule is, asked the Birkas Avram, that whenever we have a Dovish Yesh Lematirin, wherever we could do something without any question, the halacha is, why do we need to have any question? Do it without any question. So says the Birkas Avram, why do we have to rely on Shlichai, Shlichusai, Ein Bezdin Misatzlan, and based on all of that, only allow the eating of the Omer by Chatzos, wait till the end of the day, and there wouldn't be any question. So says the Birkas Avram, from here we see that when we rely on Shlichai, Shlichusai, or when we rely on Ein Bezdin Misatzlan, it's such a strong raya that there is no reason to be machmer. And even if there's a rule of Dovish Yesh Lematirin, there's no reason to apply that rule here, and we could be as lenient as we need to be based on this chazaka. Omer Rav Sheshis, so Rav Sheshis brings another raya that we say, Shlichos Shluchusai. We know that a woman who was a Zava or Yeledis is obligated to bring a carbon, either Shtei Soirim or Shtei B'nei Yoina, two doves or two pigeons. One was brought as a Karban Chatas, and one was brought as a Karban Oila. A Yeledes brings a Keves L'Oila or Ben Yoina or Tar L'Chatas. Vim Ein Yoda Masekas, if she can't afford that, she brings Shtei Toirim or Shtei B'nei Yoina. These birds are called Kinim because they come in pairs. The typical way it was brought was that the woman, there were certain pushkas, there were shayfers in the Beis HaMikdash, as described at length in Masechta Shkolim, and the birds had a certain value, and they would purchase coupons with the value of those birds, put the money into the shayfers, and the Kohanim would know to bring the birds for carbon. Furthermore, even though typically the halacha is that when somebody brings a carbon, they should be there when the carbon was brought there on their behalf, here the women were anxious to be able to get home. And because they were anxious to get home, they didn't necessarily stay there when the carbon was brought. So says Rav Sheshet, the Braisa says, Isha Sheshela, a woman who has a chiyuv to bring a carbon later, like we just identified, a ziva, a carbon ziva, via mos, she used to bring money, when a senes b'shofar, and she could put the money into that special pushka that we just identified. The Mishnah explains, they were made wide on bottom and narrow on top, that nobody could play around with what's in there. But tavelas v'chelas b'kotchim l'erev. And as soon as the shkia comes, she could go to the mikvah and have eat kotchim at night, being confident that the kohen brought the carbon that she brought. Why? My tama. How could she be comfortable and confident that the kohen brought it on her behalf? Lamishun namrinan. Because we could be certain that the kohen did what he was supposed to do. So she can't bring, she can't eat till the day is over. But by the time the day is over, the halacha is we could be confident that the kohen brought all the karbanos that he was supposed to bring. So why? Because we see chazaka oisa shlichusai. The zava has to go to the mikveh, because until she goes to the mikveh, she's not tahor. The yeledes also has to go to the mikveh. Now, even though she already went to the mikveh on day 7 days after she had a boy, and 14 days after she had a girl madaraisa, the halacha still is that she can't eat kachim until these kabanas are brought. And since she can't eat kachim until these kabanas are brought, Chazal said she could rely, she has to go to the mikveh before she could eat the carbon. And she could rely on the kohanim that they brought the carbon. Asked the Noid Behuda, even if we say chazaka shlich osa shechusai, maybe the kohen brought a carbon, brought an animal, and something went wrong when he brought that animal, brought that bird. For example, he found that the bird is a treifel, or etc. So Rafika Yam explains that the halacha is that let's say there's money in the shofaris for karbonis, and there's money for 10 karbonis, and the kohen brings 10 carbon, and one of the birds turns out to be disqualified. The halacha was that they used to take funds from the Beis HaMikdash and use that money to put instead of the bird that became possible, that they should never have a situation that every carbon that was supposed to be brought should not have been brought. So isn't this a raya that shlich osa shlichusai? Rav Nachman says, Rav Nachman, that's not a raya. Hasan k'Rav Shmaya, there we have what Rav Shmaya taught us. Domer, Rav Shmaya, chazaka, ein bezden shakanim, oivim de misham. There was a chazaka, a special chazaka that refers to the bezden of kahanim, that they wouldn't leave, at shichlu kol moish b'shoifer. They did what was right. And again, it goes back to what we discussed a moment ago. This is only by bezden. By bezden, Rav Kahana is, Rav Nachman is maskim, is agreeable, that we could rely on this chazaka. But that doesn't apply to regular shliach. So Rav Sheshet tries again. I'm Rav Sheshet Menor Mala. From where do I know this halacha? The Tanya, the Braisa teaches us. Haim l'chaveri. If somebody tells somebody else, Tzei v'l'kait l'cha te'enem te'enosi. Somebody tells somebody else, you could pick some dates from my field. So the halacha is that if somebody eats produce in the field, they don't have to take, it's a chilas aroi, and you don't have to take off Trumas Maisras. However, Midaraisa, it's only Mechuyim and Trumas Maisras, once it was brought into the house, after it was completely processed. Chazal, however, were Machmer, that you're not allowed to eat from them in a permanent fashion, even if they're still in the field. And you have to take off the Trumas Maisras. And if I tell somebody else, take dates, take figs, Oichel Min Arai, he has to take, he could eat them, as we just explained, achilas arai. V'masra v'adai, and if he wants to eat them, achilas kva, he has to eat them, he has to take off maaser. Why? Because I did not tell him how many fruits to take. I did not tell him how many fruits to take, I have no way of knowing how many fruits he took. Since I have no way of knowing how many fruits he took, I can't take off Trumas Maisras. So who has to take off the Trumas Maisras? He has to take off Trumas Maisras. But if I told my friend, Malacha kakala zuba ta'enim mitenasi, I gave him a certain number to take, oichel men arai, he could eat from them arai, like we said, you could always eat arai without taking off, masron, but if he takes off maaser, he takes off the mai. It's a suffix, because there's a concern that maybe I took off the maasers already. So therefore, he should take off maaser, but it's a suffix, and he should take it off only as the mai. And what would be the nafkamina? So as the Rishonim point out, the halach is, we've spoken many times about the chi of the mai, that if you take produce from an amoritz, we have to be concerned he didn't take off trumas and maasers, and we have to take off our own truma and maaser. But number one, on truma, they weren't nechshad. They weren't accused of not to take off truma, gedoyle, because the halach is chita achas p'tarsis kri. You could take off a minimal amount, and it's fine. Maaser rishon and maaser ani, even though they're not necessarily believed that they took, so when the Levi or the Ani come to take and say, well, you have to give maaser rishon, you have to give maaser ani, we're not sure that it was taken off, he could say, hamoitz mechaver olav araya, you proved that it wasn't taken. Until then, I don't have to give it to you. So here, we're not certain if the person took it off or not. So there, halacha is that the person who receives them should take off misafik. B'medvar mamurim, when was this said? B'amoritz, when the person who owns the tree is an amoritz. Al b'chaver, if the person who owned the tree is a chaver, a talmud chacham, who's makpid take off trumas amaisrus, and in shas, they're always this type of individual is called a chaver because we always explain because their friendship is a true friendship. It's based on Torah. Oichel v'enetzar chlas, the person who received it can be certain that the owner took off trumas amaisrus. Divrei Rebbe, that is the opinion of Rebbe. Shimon Gamaliel Omer is as follows: b'medvar amurim, where you have to take off your own trumas amaisrus b'amaoritz. So we're not sure if he took it off or not. So therefore, the person who receives it has to take it off. Ab chaver, if the person who owned this fruit is a chaver, en oichel atshiyaseh, you could be certain that trumas amaisrus were not removed. The halach is when you take trumas amaisrus, you're supposed to take the fruit that you're using for trumas amaisrus should be there. Why should it be there? Some say it's a chi of the raisa, and some say it's a drabonim because we don't know what the status of the fruit is. So if I, who am giving the fruit to you, is a chover, and I will certainly not take off trumas amaisrus if the fruit is not here, so since I won't take off trumas amaisrus and the fruit is not here, the one who received the fruit, can be certain that the trumas amaisrus weren't removed, and you have to take it off yourself. Amar Rebbe, so Rebbe makes a comment, Nirin Dvarai, my opinion is correct, that the person who owned the fruit, even though he's a chaver, certainly took it off, Midivrei Abba, it's more acceptable than what my father, Rav Shimon Gamliel, says. And as the Trumas Hadeshin points out, even though the Gemara Masechet Kedushin says that the Pasuk says, Ish imay v'aviv tero, we have to have fear for our parents, and the Gemara Masechet Kedushin explains that that means, Ein asoysa dvar, we're not allowed to contradict our parent, v'en machri kenegadata, we can't say that halacha is not like what he says. How could Rebbe have done this here? So one teretz is, it was Shloi Bafonov. He wasn't standing in front of his Rebbe, in front of his father. And since he wasn't standing in front of his father, he could do it. Another pshat is, it's halacha lemaisa. And Rebbe had to make sure that people know what is the halacha. Because there is a problem. Rav Shimon Gamliel made a very valid point. Lo nechshtu chaverim litrim shloi min amukov. Says Rebbe, mutav shiyechshtu chaverim litrim shloi min amukov. It's better that I should take off shloi min amukov v'lo yechilul amaretz tevalim. Says the Gemara. But what do we see from here? At kan loy pligi, that we have a machlokes between Rebbe and his father, Rav Shimon Gamliel, el demars of a Rebbe holds, nechshtu, the chaverim will take off shloi min amukov. And Rav Gamliel holds, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, demars of a loy nechshtu. They know that they won't do it. Avil kula alma, everybody agrees, without that concern, We have a chazaka, the shlichai is a shlichusai. We can rely that a shlichai is a shlichusai. And that is the basis for what Rav Nachman says. As Tosfos, the chiv of taking Maisa from Paris is only the Rabbanon. And we started the shir that by the Rabbanon, even Rav Nachman agrees that shlich is a shlichusai. So Tosfos answers, as we said at the beginning of the shir, that any derabbanan that has a basis in the raisa has the status of the raisa. And since meiser has a chiv has a basis in the raisa, even when the chiv is only derabbanan, we can rely on shlich oisa shlichusai. And the Ritva points out that even though the person who gave the fruit is not really a shliach, so how are we applying this gemara to the concept of shlich oisa shlichusai? Says the Ritva that we still could apply the concept of shliach oisei shlichusai, because, explains the Ritva, it's even better than a shliach. It's my responsibility because it's my fruit. So how does Rav Nachman defend himself? Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman, hasuk Rav Chanina Chazal. The way to understand the Gemara is Rav Chanina Chazal explained it. Don Rav Chanina Chazal, chazaku ha-chavish enim moitzadovish enim sukum betachas yadai. Every chaver is very careful that he should not cause anybody to eat something which is not 100% kosher. And therefore, that's stronger than chazaka oisa shluchusai. So as we learned in this brisa, there's a difference if the person who owns the fruit is a ma'aretz or a chaver, but the braisa did not identify if the person who received the fruit is a ma'aretz or a chaver. And let's understand what is the case. Amamar. So the Gemara goes back to the braisa. But madvar mamurim ba ma'aretz, if the person who owns the fruit is a ma'aretz, we could be that's when the person who received it can't be sure if the trumas and ma'aretz were taken off. Ab chaver. But if the person who gave the fruit is a chaver, oichel ve'netzarech la'aser, the very Rebbe, he could be certain that the chaver would take off his own trumas and maisers. Ask the Gemara, this Amaretz, who's the Baal Atena, who are we talking to? Hi Amaretz, the Kamal Laman, whom was he speaking to? Ilem, the Kamal Amaretz Chavrei, that he, the one who owes the fruit, is Amaretz, and the one that's receiving the fruit is Amaretz. Ask the Gemara, and what was the halacha we said? That the person who received it should take off meiser, the mai, because it's a sofik. Ask the Gemara, meet Sayas. Amaretz doesn't do the mai. Ella, it must be, Bamaretz, the owner of the fruit is Amaretz, but the one that's receiving the fruit is a chaver. Good, says the Gemara, Emes Sefer. Let's continue learning the Braisa. Rabbi made a comment, Nirin Dvarai Medivari Abba. Mutav shiyachtu chaveirim shloitrim shloim in a mukav. Chaveirim are prepared to take off maisa and truma shloim in a mukav. Vayachilu ameorets tevolim. Says the Gemara, ameorets my bayhasam. We just said that the person who's receiving the fruit is a chaver, not ameorets. Om Ravina. So because of this, Ravina explains the following. Reisha, the reisha is, as we explained, it's talking about the person who's giving is an ameorets, and the person who's receiving it is a chaver. The Sefer is talking about a case where the chaver is giving it to the Amaretz. The Amaretz is not going to take off the Mai, as we just said. But there's somebody else standing there. There's somebody else who happens to be a chaver standing and listening. And now he wants to eat from that fruit. And the question is, may he or not? Rebbe Sover, Rebbe holds, Oysa chaver could eat. Oichel could eat without any question. Why? Because we could be certain, says Rebbe, the Vadi is Suri Maisa Hu Chavar Kamayalai, that the first person took off Maisa properly. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Aymer, La Yoichla Chiyasa, this Chavar should not eat from this fruit until taking off Trumas and Maisris. L'fishal Nech Shtu Chavarim, Litrav Shloim and Amokav. And on that, says Rebbe, Mutav, Shech Shtu Chavarim, Litrav Shloim and Amokav. It's better that Chavarim should take off Trumas and Maisris, not in the really preferable way, when it's not all there, vayachilu amaretz dvarim. Says the Gemara, what's the machlokes of Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel all about? But my kumefki, Rebbe sava nichle lechaver, the levet hayasur klila, he should do a smaller aveira. What is the smaller aveira? Taking off meiser shloimen amukav, v'lo levet amaretz isur rabba, rather than chas v'shom, that amaretz eating tevel, produce from which Maisa was not, Truma Maisa was not removed. Shem Gamliel Sava Nichle Lechava the Levit Amaritz Sur Rabba. He doesn't care that the Amaritz will do a big Aveira that'll eat Tevel, produce for which Truma Maisa wasn't removed. Viu Afila Surikova Levit, that he shouldn't, and that he should have to do even a small Aveira. So we have here a very, very fundamental question. What do we do when we have, is it better that I should do a smaller Aveira to prevent somebody from doing a bigger Aveira? Or should I do what's right, even though it means that the next person, even though it means that the next person may end up doing a very big Aveira? And the halachi is like Rav Nachman, like Rebbe, the Gemara says, the Nichlei L'Inish, the Levitus Surah, it's better that somebody should do a small Aveira, it's better than somebody else should do a big Aveira. So how do we understand why? So I saw a beautiful explanation from the Klaus Meger Rebbe Zatzal. The Klaus Meger Rebbe says that when we look at mitzvahs and Aveiras in the world, it should not be looked at as an individual. The way we look at mitzvahs and Aveiras in the world, it should be looked at as the world. The world is not supposed to have Aveiras. The world is supposed to have mitzvahs. So what's the difference, me or you? We don't want Aveiras. If we're looking at not as an individual, but we're looking at it as the whole world is concerned, so of course it's better that I should do a smaller Aveira rather than you should do a bigger Aveira. However, the Paiskim say that we can't apply this rule under all circumstances. The Noda Behuda, quoting the Rashba, says that we only could violate a mitzvah saseh. Like in our Gemara, the din of mukaf is a mitzvah saseh. So I'm allowed to violate a mitzvah saseh that you shouldn't do a lav. But for me to violate a mitzvah lav, even though it's a smaller lav, I'm not allowed to do. Another pshat is that bechlal, as we said earlier, the chiv of trumas amaisus b'zman hazeh is only midrabanon. And since it's only midrabanon, we could be more lenient. The Shas Chuvas Ginas Verodim says that there's a rule that our Gemara is teaching us, Nichle L'Inish Levit Asura Aveira Zuta, to avoid you from doing a big Aveira. That's only, I'm trying to avoid you, or help you avoid doing an Aveira. But not if I'm just trying to help you save money. Then we don't apply this rule. Another pshat, the Chavis Yor also says that if by me doing an Aveira, it will prevent you from maybe going off the Derech, from going to Tar B'Sra, the halacha is that I'm allowed to do Aveira to prevent you from doing an Aveira, which we don't know where that will go. Furthermore, the Shas HaTshuvas Yehuda Yala says that if I see a person that's going to do an Aveira, and he's going to be over the Rabbanon, and if I say something, it could cause a big machloikis, it could cause a chil Hashem. Says the Shas HaTshuvas Yehuda Yala, it's better that I shouldn't say anything and prevent the chil Hashem than to say something because I don't want you to do an Aveira and it'll cause machloikis and chil Hashem. Along the same line, says the Chazon Ish, the Chazon Ish says the halacha is you're not allowed to build a shul, a mikveh, in a place that was a shul. Chazon Ish, and I saw a Moshe Paskin that way as well. If the only place to build a shul, to build a mikveh, is in a place where there was a shul, and if not, there's going to be a problem with Taras HaMishpacha, so he says, build the mikveh. Taras HaMishpacha comes first. Just in the place where there was an Oren, that's when you should try to make sure that the mikveh is not on that spot. There's another interesting psak. Let's say somebody was asked to be a Masada Kedushin by a wedding, and there's a concern that these people will not keep Taras HaMishpacha. So the halacha is, if by doing so, you will be able to make sure that they have a Jewish home, as long as at the night of the wedding, everything will be done properly, you could be Masada Kedushin. The Chishukei Chemed has a very interesting discussion, again, about this concept. He says, he speaks about, there was a person who built a hospital, and he wants to move to Eretz Yisrael, but the concern is that if he moves to Eretz Yisrael, the hospital won't have anybody to take care of it. So what is the halacha? So he quotes a tshuvas Nishmas Chaim from Chaim Berlin, somebody who has children. The way I remember the tshuva was that they were living in communist Russia. And there was a father who was a Shomer Torah mitzvah, but the children in the environment that they were living were not that religious. But as long as the father was there, out of respect to their father, they were Shomer Shabbos, and they kept certain mitzvahs. And this father now wants to go move to Eretz Yisrael. But he's concerned that if he moves to Eretz Yisrael, the family, when he's not there anymore, will not act like they're supposed to act. So he says that if the father acts appropriately in that environment, then even though he now has the opportunity to do a mitzvah to go to live in Eretz Yisrael and live in the environment of Eretz Yisrael, still he shouldn't go. Because if there's a concept of as a mezakis harabim, if there's a concept of mezakis harabim in all situations, certainly there's a concept of mezakis harabim when it comes for your own children. And our Gemara is teaching us that when we have to weigh our own behavior, we have to think about what's more important. And maybe it's more important to worry about our family, and we should not go to Eretz Yisrael. And the same thing he says, if the person where he is, who this doctor where he is living a Torah life, even though he'll have a better life in Eretz Yisrael, but he has a responsibility to the people where he is, and he shouldn't go. And for the same reason, he speaks about a person who was appointed for a rabbonus or for an important position. But of course, it takes time and effort. And he says, I don't want to do it. I won't be able to learn so much. I won't be able to do as much as I want to do for myself. If you are a person that could do for others, so he says it's the same as our Gemara says, we have to think about others, not just about ourselves. So, as we've been discussing, on Shabbos, we're not allowed to go out of the Tchum. And out of more than 2,000 Amah past our city. But we can make an Erev Tchumim by putting food down 2,000 Amah past the border of our city. That becomes our Mokum Shvisa for Shabbos. By putting down that Erev, and we spoke at the beginning of the Perek how much food you have to put down for an Erev. And then you can walk 2,000 Amahs. That's called an Erev Tchumim. What is the Erev Tchumim? As we keep on repeating, what the Erev Tchumim accomplishes is that is my place of dwelling for Shabbos. But that means, because where I have my food is where I am. But the food obviously has to be accessible to me. And now the Mishnah and the Gemara will discuss that actual question. When is it considered that I put my Erev in a place which is accessible to me, and therefore it's a kosher Erev, and when not? Says the Mishnah, Nosnan the Elon. If someone put his Erev Tchumen on a tree, Lamala Masar Tfachim, above 20 Tfachim from the ground, Ein Eruv Erev. The Erev is not a good Erev, because my tree is, the Erev is above 10 Tfachim, so that is a Rishus HaYochid. I am on the ground, which is Rishus HaRabim. We can't carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, and I'll be over. And therefore, since I can't bring it to me, it's not accessible. An Erev Tchumen, which is not accessible, is not a kosher Erev. Nosna be'ilu l'mal m'sar t'fachim, ein ruve Erev. But if you put it l'mat m'sar t'fachim, if you put it below t'sar t'fachim, so now it's accessible to me, Eruv Erev. My Erev is a good Erev. Nosna be'bar, if I put my Erev in a pit, afil amak me'ya ama, Eruv Erev, the Erev is a good Erev. And the Gemara is going to explain exactly all the circumstances. So we know, as we learned extensively in Masechta Shabbos, the beginning of the Masechta, that in Shabbos there are many Rishuyos. A place which is Dalad by Dalad, if it's 10 Tfachim high, is Rishus HaYochid. From between a place which is Dalad al Dalad wide, Dalad Tfachim, by between 3 and 10 Tfachim, is a Karmelis. Midaraisa, one may carry in a Karmelis. But the Rabbanon, a kamlus is treated like Rishus Harabim. A place which is not dal tfachim wide, and it's between three tfachim up to the sky, is a makom p'tor. This is all regarding somebody who's in Rishus Harabim or kamlus. If you have a pole, a beam in Rishus Harabim or kamlus, these dimensions that I just mentioned are relevant. But if you'll have a beam that's in Rishus HaYochid, that beam will become part of Rishus HaYochid. And as we learned many times, Rishus HaYochid oil al Rikiyah. Rishus HaYochid goes all the way up. So says the Gemara Yosef of Chibar Abba, Chibar Abba, V'Asi, V'Rova, Bar Nosin, V'Yosef of Nachman Gabay, they're all sitting together, V'Yosef of Kamri, and we're trying to understand our Mishnah. Hi Elon, the tree that's being mentioned in our Mishnah, where does that tree actually stand? The Koy Hecha. Elaim the Koy Rishus HaYochid. It will say that the tree is standing in Rishus HaYochid. Mali Lamala, Mali Lamata. What's the difference if the where on the tree do I have the Erev Tchumim? Rishus HaYochid El Ad Rikia. The Rishus HaYochid goes all the way up to Rikia. I'm standing in this fenced in field where this tree is. So I'm carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid. There's nothing wrong with carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid. El the Koy Rishus Rabim. It must be that the tree is standing in the Rishus Rabim. And ask the Gemara, the Neskav and Lishbois Hecha, where on the tree did I want to make the Erev Tchumim, that should be my Mokum Shvisa, that should be my place of dwelling for Shabbos? Elaim in the Neskav and Lishbois Lamala, if I wanted to put the Erev Tchumim on top of the tree, so then what's the problem? Huva Rova B'Mokum Echad Hu. He and his Erev, if that is the case that we are discussing, so that should be perfectly fine, because Huve Ruvoi Bebakam Echad. I and my Erev are in the same place, because the Erev, since we're both in Rishus HaYochid, why would it not be valid? It must be the Skavim Lishbei Slamata. I had in mind to have the Erev on the bottom, and since the Elon is 4 Tfachim wide, above 10 tefachim is Rishus HaYochid, but below is a kamlus, and I'm not allowed to carry that way. Ask the Gemara, but there's a different problem. If I have my Erev on the tree, I'm using the tree. I'm not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, L'oilam d'koy b'Rishus HaRabim. The tree is standing in Rishus HaRabim. N'skavim l'shbis l'mata, and I want to be on the bottom and have the Erev on the bottom. And there's no problem then. But the reason I'm not allowed to do it, because it represent the reason I'm allowed to do it, I am not allowed to be mishtamish b'ilon, says the Gemara, Amish is following the opinion of Rebbe, Dama kol davashim v'shem shvus, anything that's only awesome with the Rabbanon, the gozal b'ein ha-shmoshes. When is the Erev supposed to be valid? By b'ein ha-shmoshes. Using a tree is an issa de Rabbanon. And therefore, I could take it off the tree because it only involves an issa de Rabbanon, and because it only involves an issa de Rabbanon, it means that the Erev is accessible to me. Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, Yasher. This is a wonderful way of explaining the Mishnah. V'chein Omer Shmuel. Omer, so the Chacham said to Rav Nachman, Psur Tabei Kulei Hai. You said such a wonderful pshat in our Mishnah. In a Nami HaKakash Rei, says the Gemara, what is he saying to them? They also said the same pshat, so what is the comment? Says the Gemara, Hochi Omer, this is what they meant to say. Kavis Lebe Gemara. Did you put this part of the Gemara that this is the way to understand the Mishnah? And Amalur and Rav Nachman said, "In it, Menami Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Hocha BeIlan Oym the Rishus Rabim Maskinan." Amish is talking about a tree that's in Rishus Rabim. Gvaya Sarva Rock of Arba, but it has the dimensions of Rishus HaYochid. Neskaven Lishbes Lamata. If you had a mind to be on the bottom of the tree, so that means the Erev is not a good Erev because you're carrying from the Rishus Rabim to Rishus HaYochid. But on the top, it's not a problem, because the only problem would be, because that's from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, and the only issue would be Mishtamish B'Ilan, and our Mishnah represents the opinion of Rebbe, the Kol Davashim Shvus, L'Gozor Lo Bein HaShmashas, there is no problem Bein HaShmashas, if the only issue is to be over a Shvus to get your Erev, and therefore it becomes a valid Erev Tchumah.